弟兄姊妹，我今日个嚟思想这个约拿书第二篇嘅信息。
This morning we'll be talking about the second message from the book of Jonah。
我对目是堕落的人与拯救的神。
Our topic this morning is entitled "Depraved Man and God of Deliverance."
顶个今日嚟思想约拿头一章。
Last month we talked about the first chapter of Jonah。
你嚟对目是你要辞职，冇要追更吗？
Are you also quitting? Was the title then?
今天的书中第二章。
This morning we'll be talking about the second chapter.
人是堕落，上帝是拯救。
Man is a depraved man, but our God is a God of salvation.
约拿书第二章。
And this could be found in the book of Jonah, chapter 2.
第二章有十节的圣经哪底啊？
There are 10 verses in the chapter 2 of Jonah.
是 Jonah 的祈祷。
And it records the prayer of Jonah. Let's look at his prayer. So that God's word will remain in our heart. Jonah chapter 2 verse 1. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God. He said, In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help, and you listened to my cry.You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The engulfing water threatened me, or waters were at my throat. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around me. To the roots of the mountain I sank down,The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Verse 8. Those who cling to the worthless idol forfeit the grace that could be theirs. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good.And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto the dry land.
Thank you. 第一章讲到 Jonah 爱刺头路，冇要追落去。
The first chapter talks about Jonah quitting.
那用晒 but 来结束头一篇 message.
And during that time, we ended the message with these three but.
因为 chapter 1 有晒 but.
Because in chapter 1, there are three buts that appeared.
第三章。
In verse 3,
saying, But Jonah ran away from the Lord. They got that. But Jonah has gone below the depths. They touched that. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah.
There are three different meanings found in the three but. The first but is Jonah's disobedience or refusal to obey. And the second part records Jonah's fallen nature. And third part talks about God's grace. Because God does not want Jonah to continue sinning. When Jonah was inside the fish belly, he made this first prayer. The prayer was so special because the prayer was made inside the fish belly. If a person can pray inside a fish belly, there's no place on earth that you cannot pray. For our God is God who listens to our prayer. Our God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. You can pray anywhere. For God will listen to our prayer wherever we are. The question is, do you pray or not? As I was reading through this passage, all of a sudden I discovered something. Man is depraved. But God is a God who redeems. When a depraved man or fallen man meets the redeeming God, man becomes a man saved by grace. And this is the gospel that we are preaching. We want to let the people of the world know. When he meets his God, it is the beginning of his salvation from grace. Just like Jonah. How can a fallen, depraved man meet a God who saves? In the life of Jonah, we found out three different important things.
Number one,
first, man should acknowledge his fallen nature and his rebellious nature, and he should accept God's discipline. He wants to have God's presence and God's salvation. If you want to have that, then you need to acknowledge that you are fallen and rotten. You need to accept the discipline that God has for you. For a sick person will need a physician. A sinner will need his savior. If you do not acknowledge that you are sick, you will never consult a doctor. Unless you realize that you are a sinner, you will not look for your savior. But all of us need our savior. Because man's inherent nature is fallen. And within our intrinsic characteristics, there exists no goodness. For our goodness are counterfeit. If you say your children are good or well behaved, you just don't know how rotten he is. Human nature look at outward appearance, not in the inward nature. But our God knows. After Noah departed from the ark, the first thing he did was to offer sacrifice. And it pleases God. That God said, The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. Even from childhood, we never think about good things. And in the book of Jeremiah, it clearly explained it further.
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9.
The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Our Bible is the history of man's fallen nature and God's redeeming grace. Jonah is a depraved man. Even if he was chosen to be God's servant and God's prophet. Even if his name means a dove, a good-natured dove. It turned out that that dove was disobedient. When God commanded Jonah to go to the city of Nineveh, he fled to Tarsus. After reading the story of Jonah, I discovered something. After Jonah left or departed from God, and his life journey turned from bad to worse. And it's amazing how the Bible describes it.
Went down to Joppa.
The Bible describes Jonah went down to Joppa. Further verses tells us that Jonah went below the ship deck. And he was thrown by his shipmates into the sea. And swallowed by a big fish into the depth of the sea. From here we see how Jonah has descended even into the depth of the Hades. And it is a journey of downward spiral. When a man will leave God, I'm sorry, you have only dead end in sight. When men face extreme difficulties, Jonah prayed to God. His first prayer was, in my distress, I called to the Lord Jehovah. How come Jonah faced this difficulty? From where did this difficulty come from? It resulted from Jonah's disobedience to God. Had he listened to God and proceeded to Nineveh, he would not have met this storm or turbulence. He wouldn't find himself in the depth of the sea. From where did these difficulties come from? It comes from man's refusal to obey his words. Even though I dare not say that all problems or difficulties we face in life is a result of our disobedience, because God's ways are so miraculous and amazing. But whenever we face troubles, first thing we should do is to examine ourselves. Have I done something that displeased my God? If that was the case, I need to repent. But throughout the book of Jonah, there exists a main theme.
Repentance.
And that theme is repentance. All throughout the four chapters of Jonah, they were filled with repentance.
第一节,
in first chapter,
归准的人悔改,
the whole ship repented.
第二节,
in chapter 2,
Jonah 表面上的悔改,
outwardly, Jonah exhibited superficial
第三节,
repentance.
第三节,
third chapter, the entire city of Nineveh repented.
第四节,
and in chapter 4, Jonah truly repented.
Repentance.
And repentance has become the main focus in the book of Jonah.
为什么Jonah悔改?
Why did Jonah repent? It's because of God's discipline.
第三节,
in verse 3,
Jonah 说, 你将我丢的深渊, 就是海的深处,
Jonah said, you hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the sea.
Jonah 不是说, 水秋这边的人将我丢的海的里面,
Jonah did not blame the sailors or the people who thrown him to sea. If you look at chapter 1,
the sailor Jonah team the higher line.
Truly, it was the sailors were the ones who thrown Jonah to the sea. But Jonah did not blame the sailors. Jonah acknowledged that it was truly God himself who hurled him into the depth. God disciplined men through other people. Brothers and sisters, if others will discipline you, if others mistreated you, you should not feel bad.
Maybe.
Sometimes.
I say maybe.
Sometimes. It's because God used the hands of these people to discipline us. And whenever God disciplines us, what kind of attitude should we have in receiving such discipline? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 5 and 6, there are two very important attitudes. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Two attitudes. We should not look down or despise, neither should we be discouraged. Let us not despise or look down God's discipline. When God raised the turbulence to address Jonah, initially, Jonah looked down on this discipline. He doesn't care. He went down to sleep. And later he asked people to throw him into the sea. You know what he wanted to say? Till death, I will not repent because I'm not guilty.
上帝将用只大鱼将佢吞落去。
But God caused the big fish to swallow Jonah.
伊哋鱼里面三日三暗。
Inside the fish journey, belly 3 days and 3 nights.
嗱，你笑讲咪
？Come to think of it,
Jonah 即系几多时喺鱼里面、白肚里面第几日
？If you ask which day did Jonah pray this prayer, which day, first, second, or third?
我都未讲吧。头一日、第二日，还是第三日
？First day or second day or third?
你该笑讲咪
？Come to think of it,
我个人相信
，I personally believe
是第三日。
It's on the third day.
First
day, he prepared to die. He doesn't want to pray. Second day, he doesn't want to pray. Even though if Jonah wanted to die, he longed for death, but God refused to grant him death. And in his extreme difficulties and hardship,
he began to pray.
He began to pray.
Oh, this Jonah is a person with guts.
And Jonah is a person with guts. He was so hard-headed. He refused to pray. But in his extreme difficulties, he started to pray. Brothers and sisters, we need not end up that way. If you have two children at home, one is so hard-headed, another one is well-behaved, you think which of the two will you discipline or spank more? Of course, the stubborn one. How about the other one? The moment you start to scold him, the child will start crying. And those hard-headed and stubborn ones, you keep on beating them and yet they cannot cry.
上帝唔爱拍人。
Our God does not want to discipline us.
但是唔当少嘅钝头壳。
But let us not be that hard-headed.
唔当轻夸主嘅管教。
Let us not make light God's discipline.
唔当灰心主嘅管教。
Neither should we discourage whenever He disciplines us.
Jonah 有一个优点。
For Jonah has this good point.
这个人唔不对上帝灰心，你知唔？
You know Jonah was never discouraged with God.
你睇佢祈祷什么？
Look at his prayer.
我对你头前好你挂出去，但我仍然仰望你的圣殿。
Jonah said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.
我心内发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华上帝，我的祈祷就立基你的圣殿，达到你的头前。
And in verse 7, when my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple.
Jonah 不对上帝灰心。
Jonah was never discouraged with God.
你是无满意上帝啦，对啊。
He was just dissatisfied with his God.
你讲你挂我出去，我仍然仰望你。
Even if you drove me away, I will still look up to you.
但我祈祷的时候，达到你的头前。
May my prayers reach to your holy temple.
兄弟姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
唔当对上帝灰心。
We should never be discouraged with our God.
你若无灰心，就得到上帝祝福，上帝帮助。
If you do not lose heart, then you will receive His help.One time a pastor made this testimony. One time a very famous pastor, Reverend Paul Sim, said this. This pastor was reputed to be one of the best preachers in Taiwan at the time. And he told this pastor,You want to learn how to preach Because Reverend Paul sees some talent and potential in this young pastor. And he wants to teach this pastor how to preach.
Of course,
definitely this young pastor One will be considered a fool if you don't want to learn from such a reputable pastor. Tomorrow you come and see me at 7 o'clock.Then this young pastor went. This pastor, young pastor was just like us. He was late and he arrived 7:15 instead of 7. Reverend Sim sat in his office. And he was very mad. Asked this young pastor to go home. You don't have the heart to learn. Go back home. If you really want to learn, come back tomorrow. So this young pastor was so embarrassed. Because he was late for 15 minutes. The next day, this young pastor returned. 7 o'clock, he was there sharp on time. Pastor Sim was already inside the office. And similarly, he was scolded. You don't have the heart and you are not willing to learn. Go home. This young pastor was stunned. Do you think this young pastor will be discouraged?
They started.
On the third day,
6:45 go office.
6:40 go to go pan kong siak.
And Sim also
and yet Reverend Sim was there already.
Okay.
And similarly asked him to go home.
Is
there a teacher waiting for the student?
Okay.
Go home.
Nasini.
If you're that young pastor, maybe you'll not return anymore.
They see it.
On the fourth day.
You're
that young pastor showed up at 6 o'clock. Reverend Sim was not yet there. And now, young pastor waiting for this Reverend Sim. 6:30, Reverend Sim showed up. And when he saw this young pastor, he was so happy. You have a heart to learn. You have a heart to learn. And this pastor taught the young pastor how to preach.
Elder Li Jian.
And later on, Elder Li Jian became one of the very good preacher in Taiwan. Let us not be discouraged. Whenever we are discouraged, we will never receive God's blessings, neither man's help. Then God can help. We need to acknowledge our own depraved nature and accept God's discipline. The first point. Secondly, not only had Jonah cried out to the Lord, it was a second principle. We need to pray to God. Look at verse
2.
In my distress, I called to the Lord, and He answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and You listened to my cry. Verse 7. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered You, Lord. And my prayer rose to You, to Your holy temple. When Jonah was praying inside the stomach of the big fish, once he opened his mouth, God listened to his prayer. And Jonah taught us a lesson on how to pray to our God. There are two principles.
Number one,
first, we need to open our mouth and cry out to the Lord.
Number two,
secondly,
we
need to pray and cry to God in faith.
Number one,
first,
cry out to the Lord.
We should cry out to the Lord. It doesn't mean that you should shout and in loud volume, as if our God could not hear our prayers. It means that you really have to be specific in your petition to God. Even if we know that before we pray, our Lord God knows our needs, but our God does things according to His principle, we need to pray to God. The book of James, chapter 4, verse
2.
You do not have because you do not ask God. Our God wanted us to ask Him. You know, I was thinking, why is it like that? I was reading a newspaper article. And slowly, in a little manner, I understood the reason. And it was a very interesting news.
These
few years we saw the economic progress of mainland China. And the mainlanders are so busy each day earning more and more money. And one family, an older couple, they're well-to-do and considered to be wealthy. The children were all grown up and married and had their own families. Initially, when they're married, these children would return back and visit the older parents. But up to some time, these children failed to show up. And it will take a long, long time before they come back and visit the parents. Of course, the older couple would think about the children and the grandchildren. And they will make telephone calls to their children. All of them would answer with the same reason. Answer to their parents, "We don't have time, I cannot come. We need to earn more money." And this older couple devised a very creative means. And it resulted that the children and the grandchildren will visit very frequently later. It's very simple. From today onwards, if you visit your father and mother or parents, you shall be granted a reward of 1,000 renminbi. If you bring the grandchildren, every grandchildren is 100 renminbi. If you bring all your five children, you'll be given 1,500 RMB. Then everybody showed up. If you're busy earning money, if you return home, you'll be accorded some money. Because parents, they love to see their children and their grandchildren. Don't you know that our Heavenly Father longs to see us? Don't you know that He loves to listen to our prayers? Unless you ask, you shall not be given. Because He wanted to spend more time with each of us. When Jonah was inside the stomach of a big fish for 3 days and three nights,
72 hours.
It's a total 72 hours. The Bible expositors, they thought that this big fish could be
a whale.
You know, a whale could travel about 55 to 60 miles an hour.
Now 72 hours is 4,000.
If the Jonah spends 72 hours inside the fish belly, the fish would have traveled 4,000 miles. Maybe during that time, the fish might have traveled to many places of the world. Why do you need Jonah needed 72 hours inside the fish belly? Because it could be Jonah refused to pray for the first 2 days. So that the fish kept on turning and turning in the deep ocean. And the moment Jonah prayed, God listened. So probably God commanded the fish to go straight to the city of Nineveh. For the Bible tells us, God commanded the fish to vomit Jonah. The moment you pray is the time that God will listen to your prayer. Not only should we cry aloud to our God, we need to pray with faith. The book of James tells us that we did not receive because we have not prayed for
us.
Even if you pray and you did not ask, it's because you did not pray in faith. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. We need to have faith in praying.
什么叫自信?
But we need to differentiate or distinguish what is faith and what is self-confidence.
Self-confidence 不是信心。
自信心 is not faith.
但是 self-confidence 不是怕的。
But on the contrary, self-confidence is not bad at all.
我常常说小街头说, 不当我有 self-confidence, but you are wrong.
Sometimes you say that you should not have self-confidence, 但是不对。
人需要对自己有信心。
Man should have confidence in himself.
你若对自己没信心,
unless you trust yourself,
你一生都没成就任何的事,
you cannot succeed at anything in life.
But,
总是,
不够,
it's not enough.
自信心不够,
self-confidence is not enough.
只要记住对上帝来的信心,
we need to add the faith which God has given us.
什么是对上帝有信心?
What does it mean to have faith in God?
简单来说,
simply put,
就算我不能, 但神还是能。
Suppose I cannot, but God can.
就算我不能, 我已经失去我对自己的信心了。 But God, you can.
Even if I cannot, even if I lose my trust in myself entirely, but I believe that my God can.
最好的 example 是民数记第十一章。
The best example is found in the book of Numbers, chapter 11.
当犹太人在旷野吃了两年的玛纳以后,
after the Israelites wandered in the wilderness and ate 2 years worth of manna,
他开始吃马,
they longed for meat.
他开始挖万言,
and they started to complain.
他吃马, 他吃马,
the Jewish people, they complained to Moses, they want to eat meat.
上帝跟 Moses 说,
and God spoke to Moses,
明日可以吃马,
tomorrow you shall give your people meat.
不是吃一日,
and not just for 1 day.
不是吃两日,
not just for 2 days.
我要吃够一个月,
you shall be given meat for the entire month.
哇, Moses 听到谁说,这可能的, impossible.
And Moses was so scared. He says that it's not possible.
Moses 真够秀的,
because Moses was so fast in computing.
犹太人20岁到60岁,
Jewish people or the Israelites whose age are between 20 to 60 years old at least numbered 200,000.
600,000. Below 这20岁没生,
and he did not count below 20 years old.
超过60岁没生,
older than 60 years old was not counted also.
老的没生,
and he did not include the women,
老的也没生,
the older people.
所以犹太人第一周差不多有 2 million people.
At least the Jewish people at that time were about 200,000.
200,000人一年都吃多少吗?
You know how much meat should 2 million people consume in a day's time?
那来简单算算好不?
You just compute in this manner.
20人吃一只股, 那来算话了, 20人吃一只股,
20 person consume one whole cow.
一年, per day, 一年,
per day.
经营10万只的股,
and one single day you'll need 100,000 cow for these 3 million people.
一个月, 经营300万只股,
and in 1 month's time, you'll need about 3 million cows.
这可能啊,
how could that be possible?
So Moses 说, impossible.
And that's why Moses considered this an impossibility.
但是上帝说一句,
however, God said,
他说我的膀臂不是低起了吗? 你看看, 我说一句话, 应验还是不被应验?
Is the arm of the Lord too short to save? Now see if my word to you is true or not.
上帝意思是什么呢?
What does God mean?
你看我老了吧?
You think God is old?
老黑了,
old man?
没力了,
no strength?
我欠你胡瓜了,
do you need to even carry me?
我没需要你胡瓜,
I don't need you to carry me.
你夸过成就还是没成就?
Just wait and see if I can accomplish this or not.
结果上帝用这个真实奇妙的事,
and in the end, God performed a miraculous act.
犹太人吃了一个月吗?
And throughout the entire month, the Israelites were fed with meat.
圣经说吃了吐了,
and the Bible tells us that the Israelites ate up to the point of vomiting.
真是这个路的多是了,
just like a lady after pregnancy, every day consuming fish to the point that he would want to throw up.
上帝根本无法成就的事,
is there anything that God cannot accomplish?
求主帮助人,
may the Lord help us.
在上帝的里面,
that when we are in God,
不是有法还是无法,
it's a matter of Can it be done or not? It's a matter of, is it the will of God or not? If God is willing, there's nothing impossible that cannot happen. We need to know and realize that a man's dead end is the beginning of God's deliverance. When a depraved and fallen man wants to have relationship with his God, this man needs to know the third thing, that the end point of man is the beginning or the starting point of God. The first beatitude found in Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
Eugene Peterson, in this message of Bible, he says, "Your blessings when you at the end of your rope."
In the message version of the Bible, Eugene Peterson translated this as, "You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope."
When you're at the end of your rope, you're blessed.
The moment you reach your end point, there's no place to go, then that's the beginning of your blessings. Unless you take out the content of the cup, there's no way that you can fill in new content. If a person is not humble enough, he will not receive new learnings or new teachings. Unless the person realizes that he is sick, he will never consult a doctor. If a person does not acknowledge that he has sinned, he will never need a savior. Even if you say pray and pray and pray, what is prayer? A book entitled Prayer defined prayer as, what kind of prayer? Helplessness is at the heart of prayer. Prayer and helplessness cannot be separated. Only a man who truly feels helpless can offer true and authentic prayer. When Jonah was inside the fish stomach for 3 days and 3 nights, finally he realized that he was truly helpless, and he began to pray to God. Verses 8 to 10 was Jonah's prayer that goes like this. Those who cling to the worthless idol turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shout of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. And Jonah made this vow to God. I will repay my vow. Do you know what kind of vow has Jonah made to God? It was not described in the Bible. But I believe. Maybe it's like this. He might have told God, God, I'm wrong. Please save me. Now I will go back to Nineveh. I will proclaim your message.
And
probably God says, is it true?
Yes, yes, yes.
He might have agreed.
Okay.
Then God sent him back. Don't you think it is similar to our own experiences? In life, whenever we reach our end point, how do we pray? Lord, please save me. After saving me, I'll do this, I'll do that. Maybe it's not wrong. But you should remember, you need to fulfill your vows. Because you cannot fool God. Whatever you say should be counted. God will hold you accountable. And in the Bible, there was a person.
Jacob.
His name was Jacob. When Jacob left his house,
自己一個人在曠野,
he was by himself alone in the wilderness.
頭前不知道去哪裡,
he doesn't know where he's heading for.
頭前的前途有什麼大事發生,
he doesn't know what's in store for him in front.
他跟上帝祈禱,
but he prayed to God.
他祈禱一個願,
he made this vow.
创世纪二十八章二十九、二十二节
，found in the book of Genesis chapter 20 verses 20 to 22。
伊讲，上帝你来给我动在，在我所行路顶保佑我，何我食米食，何我杀青，何我平平安安都给我留备过来，我就的确以耶和华作我上帝，我所立的跳的石头的确站在上帝圣殿，凡你所赐我的，我献就十分一给你。
If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I'm taking, and will give me food to eat.And clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's household. Then the Lord will be my God, and the stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And all that you give me, I will give you a tenth. Jacob asked God for these two things. First,
主啊，你给我同在。
God, Lord, please be with me.
何我吃米吃，何我杀当清。
Give me food to eat, give me clothes to wear.
这是物质的祝福。
It's considered a material blessing.
也上帝祝福伊。
Jacob wanted God to bless him.
给伊够嘢。
That he will have enough.
第二。
Second.
上帝啊，你保护我。
God protect me.
我平平安安都给我出来。
Grant me peace so that I can return safely to my home.
这是生命的祝福。
It's a blessing of life.
你若做了这两项大事。
God, if you have done these two things.
我不知三项大事。
I will promise you these three.
Number one,
first,
我以你作为我的上帝。
God, you will be my God.
我要给你起圣殿。
I will build a temple for you.
我要献十分之一。
And I will offer a tenth of all I have.
其实你注意不？
If you pay attention to this,
雅各这个 one 是真正自我中心 self centered.
The vow that Jacob has made is very self centered one.
隆重就是呱呱呱呱呱。
Everything centered on himself.
实在是呱呱呱呱呱呱呱。
So that's the way how he sounds.
你看看没?
If you read the Bible,
这个瓜这个你啊,
the word I,
汉文圣经这个基督里面有出了十一拜。
In this prayer, the book of, in the Chinese translation, it appeared 11 times.
英文有十拜。
And in English translation, 10 times.
当中就是瓜。
Everything about me.
哎呀，但是上帝都听，你看没?上帝是老听，老怜悯咱的。
You know how loving and merciful our God is? Even that kind of prayer,God hears our prayer. At the start, when we start to know God, we want to have more and more from God. And God understood our predicament. Maybe God will grant us. And God granted the wish. But let us remember, God held Jacob accountable. You know, when Jacob returned, he totally forgot about the vow he made. And in Genesis chapter 34, it recorded how Jacob's daughter was raped. And the whole family has to go back to Bethel to pray.To build a temple and to look for God. You look at the Bible. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verses 4 to
5.
When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow, it is better not to make a vow.Than to make one and not fulfill it. Our God remembers. God will hold us accountable. Allow me to share with you this testimony about a sister in our church. One time, a sister in our church encountered some illness in her spine. As she lay in the hospital bed.The doctors recommended surgery. But that procedure was quite risky. And if the procedure was not successful, that sister would have to lie in bed for the rest of her life. The The night prior to the operation, I went to visit her in the hospital and offered my prayer. I asked her this question. Do you have faith? You know how she answered?
50-50.
It says 50-50. Only 50%. So what is
50%?
How could that be? It's not allowable. Our God will not allow 50-50. Let's pray. So after we pray, and I asked her afterwards, do you have faith? She smiled back at me.
75%.
75%.
Oh, no.
I said it, that's not allowable.
75%.
You should not have only 75%.
Okay,
so we pray again. Once again, we prayed. And we prayed again. After that, I asked her, do you have faith? Then she said yes. Then I said something else. I asked her, if God heals you, what will you do? Because I said, if you don't, then probably you don't get well anymore. You don't need to get well anymore. Then she said, if God will grant me this chance,
then do something for the Lord.
I will serve our God. I said, that's what you said, you have remember. Praise God, for He is merciful to us. This sister is now with us and she has been walking back and forth.
But
she fulfilled what she has promised. In 1997, when our church embarked on the 40 days purpose driven journey, and this sister had established a cell group in her residence, and many people attended that cell group. Many people came to know the Lord, and that small group up to this day still exists. Once you make a vow, you have to fulfill the vow to God. For our God will remember. You cannot deceive our God. How can a depraved and fallen man have relationship with a redeeming Savior?
Number one.
First, is to realize and acknowledge that we are sinner and accept God's discipline.
Number two, second,
we have to cry out to the Lord for help.
Number three,
and third, we have to know that man's dead end is the beginning of God's deliverance. May the Lord help us. Let's pray. Ani kito, Hong Yasoy, Sengmia like you.
Amen.